Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature number one songs from the 1960s and their B-side or flip side on the original 45. Well, coming up this half hour, we'll hear from the Marvelettes, the Four Tops, Mary Wells, the Temptations, and the Supremes. Well, first up, the number one smash from the Marvelettes, Please Mr. Postman. Well, the Marvelettes were five high school girls from Detroit suburb Inkster, Michigan, and they scored Motown's first number one song. Well, just a few weeks before the quintet competed in Inkster High School's talent contest, they called themselves the Cassinettes. Well, we were just joshing around, Marvelettes member Catherine Innocent recalled with a big smile. We broke out laughing, saying, well, we just can't sing. Well, they earned the right to do an audition at Motown's headquarters in Detroit. Well, there was a meeting of the producers, including Berry Gordy, and other people at Motown who felt that they were going to be part of Motown. They thought that they were really good, that they were marvelous. Well, Berry Gordy recalled, that's why we call them the Marvelettes. Well, here is Please Mr. Postman, right here on Motown Memories.
Right.
Thank you.
comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Happiest boy in all this world, 'cause I love.
Motown memory from the Four Tops. That song was called Until You Lose Someone, and that was the B-side of a song released in 1966, when the A-side was the number one Reach Out, I'll Be There from 66. Before that, we heard the Marvelettes, the B-side to Please Mr. Postman. That song was called So Long Baby from 61, and then the number one Please Mr. Postman started off this set. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this entire hour, we continue to feature Motown songs from the 1960s that reached number one in their B-side or flip side on the original 45. Well, coming up, a number one song from Mary Wells, My Guy, from 1964. Well, My Guy was Mary Wells' long-awaited number one song, and it was Motown's first British chart entry besides. Well, for chart watchers, it was Motown's third number one pop single, smash number one, following the Marvelettes' Please Mr. Postman, which we heard, and Little Stevie Wonder's Fingertips Part 2. We also heard that the last half hour. Well, what's interesting about this song, like so many other classic Motown moments, it was written quickly as a last-minute addition to a planned album. While Smokey Robinson, the writer of My Guy, recalled that I can look at a lot of things from a woman's point of view. I grew up with women, after all, my mom, my two sisters, and my nieces, and I'm a life observer. Well, for My Guy, I pictured Mary, a woman who was a star already, with a boyfriend who was a miner or a factory worker. Naturally, she had lots of guys trying to lure her away, but she was devoted. Well, here is that number one, My Guy, right here on Motown Memories.
cigarettes,
chibop, chibop.
And a tear every now and then,
chibop, chibop.
Gives me some relief,
chibop, chibop.
From this feeling deep within.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
She's so doggone.
Motown memory from the Temptations. That was Talking About No One But My Baby. That was recorded and released in December of 1964 and hit big as the B-side in 65. And the A-side was My Girl, number one from 1965, The Temptations. Well, many think that song was an icon of the era in early 65, a great classic sound, and the most remembered song by The Temptations and its co-creator. Well, Smokey Robinson recalled that it was written specifically with David Ruffin, the lead singer of The Temptations, in mind to sing it, because I had recorded them, and the first hit they had was The Way You Do the Things You Do with Eddie Kendricks' voice. All the producers and writers jumped on the Eddie Kendricks bandwagon, but I knew that David was a great singer too. He was just a sleeping giant. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed this show. We featured Motown artists and their number one songs released in the 1960s and the B-side or flip side from the original 45. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at motownmemories.com. That's motownmemories.com. On that website is information on some of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown memories. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.